From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues the final message in this series on the Lord's Prayer. We hope these studies have been a blessing to you and have encouraged you to increased fervency and devotion in the place of prayer. In this message, Dr. Cairns is dealing with the very last word in the prayer, Amen. Far from being a mere formality with which to close a prayer, Amen declares a number of significant truths. First of all, in saying Amen, which means fixed, established, or steady, we assert our sincerity in prayer. This is a word of commitment with which we bind ourselves to live by what we pray. In the second place, in saying Amen, we declare our faith in our faithful God. Then, by saying Amen, we express our trust in the mediation of Christ, who is called the Amen. Before the message entitled Faith's Final Fervent Word in Prayer, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Divine Recompense. The text is Proverbs 11, verse 25. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. If I carefully consider others, God will consider me, and in some way or other He will recompense me. Let me consider the poor, and the Lord will consider me. Let me look after little children, and the Lord will treat me as His child. Let me feed His flock, and He will feed me. Let me water His garden, and He will make a watered garden of my soul. This is the Lord's own promise. Be it mine to fulfill the condition, and then to expect its fulfillment. I may care about myself till I grow morbid. I may watch over my own feelings till I feel nothing. And I may lament my own weakness till I grow almost too weak to lament. It will be far more profitable for me to become unselfish, and out of love to my Lord Jesus, begin to care for the souls of those around me. My tank is getting very low. No fresh rain comes to fill it. What shall I do? I will pull up the plug and let its contents run out to water the withering plants around me. What do I see? My cistern seems to fill as it flows. A secret spring is at work. While all was stagnant, the fresh spring was sealed. But as my stock flows out to water others, the Lord thinketh upon me. Hallelujah.
Savior, like a shepherd,
our blessed Lord and only Savior.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
when we pray, our praying must be honest, sincere, and true in its commitment. Perhaps the sweetest exposition of the Lord's Prayer that I have read is by an Anglican clergyman of the last century who was a great favorite writer of Spurgeon's, C.H. Waller. So sweet indeed, Dr. Paisley came hunting my library, having heard from me that I had this book, and he wanted just to look at it. I must say I'm very glad, in all honesty, when I scanned the shelves, I could not find it. And I take that of God, because after he had gone back to Belfast, I looked again, and it was right under both our noses. That's a miracle. I've seen Ian Paisley go into a place, a bookseller's, with maybe 40,000 books for sale, second-hand books, and he has an unerring eye and an unerring smell for a good book. But somehow or other he missed this, and I have a funny feeling if he had ever seen it, it wouldn't have been just to say how nice the book is. Brother, you let me borrow that, won't you? And then, brother, you love your old senior pastor. You would really like to give me this, wouldn't you? And with my malleable personality, I would have said, undoubtedly. But he didn't get it. It's the sweetest, and in many ways, one of the most learned expositions of the Lord's Prayer. And C.H. Waller, noting that this amen at the end supports the entire prayer, he says that by that amen, we do bind ourselves to live as we pray. If we are praying truth and sincerity, we bind ourselves to live as we pray. In other words, to seek to the full extent of our ability before God to support our prayers with our works. Now there's a statement. And it's decision time for the preacher. For if I were to follow that through, we would come back to this text next week. That opens up a tremendous area for you and me to apply this to our hearts. This word of commitment to what we're praying demands we live what we pray. Praying is not an alternative to working. Prayer is a commitment to work. Yet, how often Christians pray, God bless your work, and they never witness for Christ? Lord, do this and do that and do the other, and it all sounds so pious, so spiritual, but they themselves are not involved in doing that work of God. Dr. Paisley hammered home to us when he spoke to us about prayer the absolute importance of putting legs to your prayers. When you pray, then as God enables you, you commit yourself to work for the fulfillment of the desire you've expressed in prayer. It's why when young people pray for mission work, they're putting themselves right in the very front line for God to send them to do that mission work. Because if you're praying sincerely, there is a willingness to be the instrument of the answer of the prayer. So we, first of all, then, assert our sincerity in prayer. When we say amen, we declare our faith in our faithful God. Remember that the root meaning of the verb from which amen comes, and if you see them transliterated into English, there's only a letter difference, amen and aman. The root verb means to support or to nourish. Waller paints a lovely picture of a man who places his arms under a child to bear its weight, to support it, and to nourish it. That's what the Lord does with His children. To change the figure of speech, but to give the same truth, we could read Isaiah 40 verse 11, where we read, He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with His arm and carry them in His bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. That's what the Lord does. The amen reminds us of the Lord supporting His people. But it also says, we believe in Him and we rely upon Him. We place our amen under our prayer because we believe in the God whom we address at the beginning of the prayer, our Father in heaven, who places His arms under us. In other words, when we say amen at the end of our prayer, we're expressing the very confidence that Moses expressed in the famous words of Deuteronomy 33 and 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. The whole idea of the Lord's Prayer, from the first word, Our Father, right through the various petitions to the great climax when He says, Thine is the kingdom, Thine is the power, Thine is the glory forever. The whole theme of thought there is to tell us, our God is supporting us. Our God is the eternal God, whose everlasting arms are underneath us. Now, as we come to the end of the prayer, we're saying, Lord, I believe it. I believe it. I'm trusting the everlasting God. I'm relying on the everlasting arms. The amen is our great declaration to heaven that we believe our God is faithful. He is the Amen God, as we have quoted from Deuteronomy and from Isaiah. His promise is the Amen promise. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 makes it clear. In Christ the promises of God are yea and amen. Paul told the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Faithful is He. And it is probable if that were an Old Testament verse, the Hebrew would read, Amen is He. Solomon caught the idea when he said in 2 Chronicles 6:4, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who hath with His hands fulfilled that which He spake with His mouth. And our amen declares our faith in our faithful God, our dependence on the everlasting arms of the eternal God. The third thing we do when we place this amen under our prayer is we express our trust in the mediation and merits of Christ. The final word of the Lord's Prayer, as I've pointed out, is actually a title of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 3, verse 14. He speaks of himself as the Amen. Paul, as I've indicated, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16, shows that that is the proper response that we should give in prayer. Christians must always be praying on the foundation of the name of the Lord Jesus. It's often objected, that, especially by dispensationalists, that the Lord's Prayer is not for this dispensation because we pray in the name of Jesus. There's no mention of the name of the Savior here. Man, you'd have to be blind indeed to read Matthew and to read Revelation 3:14 and still come to the conclusion there was no mention of the name of our Savior. Thank God, His is the name on which we base all our praying. But there is, in Revelation 3:14, an added insight. It's very vital when we come to pray. Jesus calls Himself the Amen, and immediately He adds the faithful and true witness. The Greek word witness is the English word martyr. Is there a reference here to the Lord Jesus Christ sealing His testimony with His own precious blood? Certainly. In Revelation 2, verse 13, the very same words as Christ uses of Himself, the very same words are used of the martyr Antipas. Antipas was my faithful martyr who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Speaking of Antipas, it is undoubtedly true that the faithful martyr was one who sealed his testimony with his blood. I am not reading too much into the very same expression when it is describing the Lord Jesus Christ as the Amen, the faithful witness, the one who shed His own precious blood to seal the testimony of His truth. So when we come to pray, and we put underneath that prayer the Amen, we are drawing the attention of heaven to this fact. We come not in our own name, but in the name of Him who is God incarnate, who is truth incarnate. We come not in our own merit, but in the merit of the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our salvation. This is the ground on which we come to God. And the Amen, far from being a meaningless ending to the prayer, is actually the concentration of all our thinking upon this glorious truth. We have access to God. We have entrance into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by this new and living way which He has consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, His flesh. We plead no merit but that of Jesus' blood. We plead no authority but that of Jesus' name. We come before God with our Amen to express our trust in the mediation and the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.